Welcome back, everybody, to Dad Hats on Date Night. We've had a little bit of a hiatus. We're just going to address this right off the bat. Christmas break was crazy. There were a lot of things going on. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later, but we are beyond stoked to be back with you guys. I'm joined with, obviously, Kylie's here.
Hey, everybody.
And we are stoked to be back.
Yeah, we're so excited. I don't know if it's the same for you, but I feel like in my mind, not much time has passed since our last recorded podcast. Right. But like, I've had a couple of people ask me like, oh, when are you guys going to release your next episode? And I'm like, didn't we just do one? No, it's been like 3 weeks.
The last one was on December 14th.
Oh my goodness.
So that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But we're back.
Yep.
So we're very excited. Some quick little updates. You guys are going to notice that the audio quality in this episode is very much better. Now, much I'm going to tell you why. And this is kind of leading into our first little segment here. Quick life update. For Christmas, Ethan made a little bit of a mistake. He wanted a soundboard for the podcast because he already has some mics and he was going to get some cords. And so he was making a Christmas list and accidentally put a soundboard onto his wedding registry. And Kylie's parents were nice enough to get me that podcast soundboard for Christmas. And that is what we are using. So if you like the sound better on this one, make sure and let us know, because we got to thank them for that. That was an unexpected but awesome Christmas gift.
Very, very exciting gift for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of Christmas, we had a pretty eventful Christmas.
Yeah. It
was crazy.
I for sure had an eventful Christmas day. The week was kind of crazy. I mean, parties here and there and everything, but
for sure.
I woke up Christmas morning with hives all over my face.
Kylie's eyes looked like they were swollen shut.
Yeah, they were swollen shut. And then to top it off, I locked myself out of my car and had to barter with a unlock guy. What?
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah. What do you guys think is a reasonable price to charge somebody to unlock their car?
Because I didn't expect it to be $180.
No, neither. Me neither.
And mind you, yes, it was Christmas. We called the police, and apparently in Salt Lake County, they don't help you unlock your car if you get locked out. But in Utah County, they do.
Yeah.
Which is strange.
I know. I think it's just like a per county decision.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So we were at Ethan's house, which is a good 30-40 minute drive from my house where my spare key was. And we didn't want to drive all the way back to Provo to get it. And so we were like, okay, well, let's just call a guy. We found a guy. He'd come out for $30, assess the car, and then afterwards charge us. And I knew calling him that was going to be shady.
Right.
But I was like, worst case scenario, we just give him the $30 for coming out and we go back to Provo
anyways.
And we
go back to Provo and just do it.
I thought tops, I'd pay him like $50. I was prepared to do that. Yeah. However, he gets there and he's like, oh, I'll do it for $180. And I was like, no. Like, for $180, I could drive to Provo and back like 30 times.
Yeah.
Just so I was wasn't like, worth no, it. No, we'll give you the $30 and we'll go back to Provo and get it ourselves. But then he was like, I'm already here.
And this guy, we should describe this guy. This dude had to be fake red hair.
I couldn't tell.
It had to be dyed.
I couldn't tell because like he had freckles. Mm-hmm. And so I thought maybe your hair is naturally red, but he definitely was a fake baker. Like he definitely had a spray tan.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure.
He must've been like European something. He wasn't like German. It sounded more like a Russian accent to me or like Ukrainian or something.
I was thinking like, I don't know.
Maybe even like Turkey or something like that. Yeah. Like some
European accent.
Yeah.
He had really nice shoes on.
Yeah.
And the funniest part was he pulls out his phone to show me his Venmo QR code.
Right.
And there's like 10 pictures of him without his shirt on, like mirror pictures, mirror selfies.
Oh my gosh.
And then like he has to swipe through them all to get to his Venmo thing.
Oh my
goodness.
And I was
like, this guy, like he was younger. Yeah, he was maybe like 3 or 4 years older than we are.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And no wonder he has good shoes because he's charging $180 freaking dollars to go unlock people's cars.
I swiped through his Venmo history to see like what other people were paying him for unlocking their car. There was like two other transactions in the last 6 months. So either people don't lock their car out themselves out of their car like I do as often, or everyone else is just as upset about the ridiculous price that they talk them out of it.
It was insane how much this dude wanted to charge. I'm sure people, if they get locked out, they just pay him in cash.
Yeah.
Because maybe that's what they would do. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah. It was a very strange Christmas day.
It was super fun. We had a good time.
I had to take a chemistry final Christmas night.
Yeah, that was so weird. Yeah,
this year wasn't one of my more preferred Christmases.
Right.
But hey, it's Christmas nonetheless.
I
never have to take chemistry again.
Yeah, thank heavens. They do say that Christmases get different. Like, the magic of Christmas gets different the older you get. But Kylie had to take a freaking final test. Because her school, the people that run her school are insane people. So
it took me over 3 hours to complete.
It's just crazy.
I'm just glad I'm over with it.
Yeah.
Christmas finally was good when I was done with that test.
Yeah, thank heavens.
Yeah. But no, okay. So yeah, moving on from Christmas.
Yeah.
Everything else was crazy. We moved.
Yeah. So we both sold our contracts, luckily, and we're able to get out of our houses. And now we're actually recording from the couches in our brand new apartment.
Woohoo!
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love it down here. It's a basement apartment, which is kind of fun. We can hear the neighbors walking around upstairs every now and then.
And their music playing.
We can hear
stuff.
Their puppy barking at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
It is fun.
Like, Kylie's just living here for now, and I'm kind of floating around. I've been up to South Jordan a bunch of times. Like, after we got everything in, it was kind of Kylie's moving in and Ethan's gonna figure it out what to do.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny.
I kind of feel bad. I'm like, oh, you don't have a bed, so we can always trade places.
We can always trade, which we did last night. Having the new apartment comes with some perks. You can host things finally.
Yeah.
Which is so cool because it's our space. We kind of got to do whatever we wanted to it, and it looks super cute and it's dope. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Moving in has probably been one of the more exciting things that we've gone through with this whole preparing to get married thing.
Oh, yeah. And to give the people who were listening last time a little update, remember the mattress situation where I had to go pick up the mattress and put it in the garage by myself? Luckily, this time, bringing it down to the apartment, I had help. And that was greatly, greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
That was so nice.
Yeah. We kind of wanted to talk about like how nice it's been furnishing the house because we've gotten almost all of our furniture for free from KSL, Facebook, people who just don't want their furniture anymore.
Yeah.
The best thing I think that we've done is cleaning it.
Yeah.
Like, I rented a little shop vacuum from Macy's and it took me like 6 hours to clean the whole mattress, the box springs and the couches.
Yeah, we got two nice microfiber couches as well.
Yeah.
And here's a little piece of advice. Kylie's been really good about this. Is we've been able to get all of our furniture for free. We haven't spent like gas money maybe, but it's all been close by.
We did spend $10 on this
coffee table. Yeah, that is the one thing.
Yeah, but we got a bed, we got a lamp, we got couches, we got some chairs.
Yep, and a bed frame.
And a desk, all for free.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, so many things that people were just giving away.
Yeah.
So, shout out to the people who are giving away free things on KSL, because people like us are very, very grateful. And it's not like we couldn't go and buy, like, a decent couch from somewhere.
Yeah.
But I would much rather not even have to.
Well, yeah, and I don't think anybody should expect a newlywed couple to get completely new furniture.
Like a brand new couch and bed,
like,
yeah.
We're doing our best to make it through school, let alone furnishing our apartments.
And it's been nice to be able to have those things and not have to worry about paying a crazy amount of money for them.
Yeah, and my other thought is, like, where would all of this stuff go? Because, like, the people that we got the mattress and the couches from were moving. And so they're like, we just can't take this with us. What do you do? Yep. Abandon it in your house?
Yeah.
Just bring it to the dump?
Yep.
It's like, hey, if the mattress still works and just can be cleaned off,
yeah,
bam,
use and when we were taking out the couches, this family had the whole crew, probably the whole extended family there cleaning out their house.
There were like 30 people.
It was crazy.
At their house.
And so Kylie and I Like, we felt like the wet bandits from Home Alone just going in and just taking the couch. Like,
we literally just slid past everyone. I don't think anyone had, like, a second look at us.
No, we talked to, like, one person. We're like, hey, we're here for the couch. And they're like, all right, go grab it.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, sounds good.
Yeah, it was cool. It is really nice. Like, you know, we love all of these Utah moms that redo their living rooms every year. Because, hey, it gives us cheap furniture.
Yeah, it's great. And then, you know, we've got some other things that we're looking to get that we could probably get some of them for free, like an entertainment center for the TV, some things like that. So we're still kind of going on that. There's a lot more that can be done, but I like it.
Yeah. Other exciting things about the apartment. I found a snake in the living room.
Oh my gosh, Charlotte.
No, the kitchen. Charlotte, the snake that I think was a boy snake, but I don't really know how to tell snake gender.
Yeah, do can you?
Maybe.
Someone probably can.
I will ask my best friend Google.
But Kylie sends me this picture. So me and Devin Weeks, who some of you guys might know, shout out to him. Devin and I have been working for the past month about on a full-length documentary for my friend's bachelor party. And we were out doing some work for it. We were filming and recording some things, and we were getting dinner after, and Kylie calls me and she's like, babe, there's a snake in the house. And I was like, what? And she's like, there's a snake in the house. And so our theory is it was hibernating in the house and got woken up because the heater has finally been on. But to be honest, who knows?
Yeah, I checked it outside to see if it was alive the other day, and it is for sure dead.
It is for sure frozen solid.
It is gone.
Charlotte, it's a goner. R.I.P. Charlotte.
The poor little thing.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not about to go out there and check its gender, though. It says you have to, like, push on its tail.
Oh.
Or something, and males will have a longer and thicker tail. But I'm not going to touch a dead snake to find out. And I probably won't try to test the gender of a live snake either, just in case it freaks out.
I also might.
Not.
Why not?
You might?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Let's leave it to Ethan to verify the genders of our
of all
Slytherin
snakes
friends.
We encounter in our new house.
Yup.
Hopefully there's not too many more.
Yeah.
Maybe one or three.
Maybe not. If they're just in, like, the window wells, I'd be fine with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One time when I was little, we lived in like, a really cute, like,
house.
Well, yeah, apartment, I don't know how to explain
trailer.
Like, our garden and our yard were, like, the best dirt you could find to have
sweet.
A garden and a yard.
Cool.
And the snakes loved it too.
Oh, I'm
and
sure
so
they did.
All
Lots
the time
of
bugs. We'd find garter snakes in our flower beds in our garden. And one night I hear this, like, tapping on my window, and I slept in the basement. So I'm like, nothing should be tapping on my window except a
Yeah,
demon.
Which would kind of freak you out.
It scared me to death. And I finally worked up the courage to open my blinds, and there was a snake head just, like, sitting with its head on the window.
Right.
And I ran upstairs and I was like, Mom, there's a snake in the window. And we go outside and we look in the window well and we see frogs. And we're like, what?
Right.
And we look, like, over, and no, there are two frogs and a snake in the window well.
Snake's just hungry.
Yeah. And it's
frogs.
Warm, I guess, in the window well.
Yeah.
But the next morning, I slept with them in the window well. The next morning, we went and got everything out. It was a big snake.
Cool.
It was kind of cool.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
The only thing that ever fell in my window well when I was little was baby ducks.
Oh.
So we had this duck family that every year, I don't know if they still do it, in the spring and summer, they would live in our bush. And it's the same mallard and the same female duck every year.
They have their cute little babies.
Uh-huh. So they always have babies every year.
You should take one as a pet.
I think I should, because what's funny is the ducks seem to have built up, like, a trust with my family. And so they just live in the bush, and I guess ever since the cat's gotten there, hasn't been there, which sucks. But
yeah, the cat probably eats those babies.
Probably eats the babies. But the babies, the moms were not very careful with the baby ducks, and they would walk over storm drains, and the little baby ducks would fall in.
Oh, I've seen videos of that. It's sad.
They would walk over close to the window wells, and the baby ducks don't know any better. And so they, like, jump into the window well. And it's pretty deep, so there's no way these ducks are getting out. And we would always hear that. And it was ducks and quail. And so they would fall in, and it's right by my window. And so I would go out in the mornings, like, super early when this is happening, and scoop them out and put them back.
Oh,
it was pretty funny.
That is so cute. Yeah. I feel like quail, ducks, and maybe penguins are the three cutest birds to ever exist.
Oh, they're super cute little birds.
They're so cute.
And the moms like knew that their children had fallen down this hole, but they were like at their little baby ducks. It was so funny.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
We love window wells. We love ducks. We love basement apartments.
We love snakes. I love snakes.
I don't mind snakes. Right. I'm not the biggest fan of touching them unless somebody else has touched it. Like if somebody catches a snake and then hands it to me, I'll hold it. Oh, that's
no worries. Yeah.
But I don't think I would ever pick up my own snake.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're still cool.
They're still cool.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of some other life update things, there's one more thing.
Yeah.
A little piece of advice.
Oh, my heavens. I take the full blame for this because So here's what happened. We're in the throes of getting the wedding ready and we...
Like sending out invites and planning stuff still.
Yeah. So we formatted these gorgeous invitations. I ordered about 100 of them.
Yep.
And they delivered. And it wasn't until we received them that I noticed, well, Ethan's mom noticed.
Yeah.
That we have like...
Shout out to Seth.
4 spelling errors.
And the year was wrong, and my whole last name was wrong. The year was wrong.
Ethan's last name was spelled wrong in one place, but right in another place.
Yep.
The address apparently wasn't the right address, and that's not my fault.
That was Google's fault.
I asked Google what the address was, and the address it gave me apparently isn't the right address, so...
Yep.
Ugh.
So it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't really paying attention. So I take a little bit of blame for that, too. I also didn't get a chance to look over the final copy.
I think I was just way too excited.
Mm-hmm.
I was so worried about making sure that the times were right and that enough was put on the invitation to make sure, you know,
everyone knew where to go,
what to look for. And I didn't even think, oh, maybe I should make sure everything's spelled
right.
And I was just so eager to get the invitations.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So we finally look over the final copy. And there's, like Kylie said, there's a bunch of errors. So we send it back to the girl and our friend Mandy, and we're trying to get her to fix it.
Which,
and
shout out to Mandy, because she cranked those out
so quick.
And they looked so good.
Yeah.
Despite spelling errors, they look so good.
They do look super, super cool. And I'm so excited
about getting them the fixed, brand new and better 2.0 invitations. Oh,
yeah. And by the way, if for some reason you don't have an invite, I'm talking to you, listeners. If you don't have an invite,
DM us.
Get to our Instagram. Fill out the links in our bio. We can still send you an invitation if you want one. Please, please tell us and we will make sure you get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We are so excited about it and we'll make sure that your invitation has 0 spelling errors.
Maybe.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yep. If it comes back with more, I might just be like, just screw it. We'll send it anyways.
We're sending it out. Good luck with a disclaimer.
Just as imperfect as we are.
Somewhat.
Perfectly
imperfect. Kylie's more perfect than I am.
Mm-hmm.
anyway.
I will fight you on that.
Well, we've got before we take a little break to talk to you guys about the sponsor of this podcast today, I believe we have some funky questions.
Ah, yeah.
Do you have yours? Do you want me to go first?
Okay, yeah, I'll ask you.
Okay, go for it.
So my question for you is there anything that you do in the shower that you think is weird or think that nobody else might do? Do you pee in the shower?
I always pee in the shower. The shower is a place to pee.
I never peed in the shower until I learned how many people I know that pee in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
Then I was like, okay, I'll try it.
Now, if you poop in the shower, something is wrong with you.
Don't do that.
Don't
poop in the shower.
But
I have heard, though, of people who will poop in their hand, reach out, dump it in the toilet.
Okay.
That is so gross.
Who?
I don't know.
Are you talking to that does that? That's insane.
I don't know. This conversation happened when I learned that people pee in the shower.
Right.
Somebody's like, you never do like a poop and dump it? And I was like, no, I don't pee or poop in my shower.
I need to meet this person and just have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
I just want to know.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Anyway, things I do in the shower.
Yeah.
I've done this since I was in high school. I always play music or watch a video.
Music, because, I understand. A video.
So what I do is I had this thing when I was younger that I would take like super crazy long showers. And so to make sure I'm not taking a crazy long shower, I will play a video or listen to music that has a time limit. And so when the video's done, I should be done.
You should be finished.
So it's kind of like a timer for me, but it's also like, oh, I you know, can listen to music or watch something while I'm showering. Yeah. Of course, that means, you know, usually it's like a podcast or just my new playlist or something like that, whatever it is. But just to kind of let me know how much time I'm in there. And it's kind of a habit at this point, but I guess that's weird. I don't know if that's weird.
I would say it's not something normal people do.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in high school, I tried to get a scholarship. So everyone knows, last episode, I kind of went on my soapbox about how eco-friendly try to be.
She did.
I tried to win a scholarship about that. And what it was to see who could make a playlist that was three songs long that was also the perfect amount of time to shower in.
And three then, songs?
Like, yeah. So like you create a three song playlist. And like I'm not talking about doing like, what are like three of the longest songs you know? Mirrors by Justin Timberlake.
November Rain by Guns N' Roses. November Rain.
And then like, isn't a Queen song, isn't like Bohemian Rhapsody like that's 9 minutes long?
Yeah, it's a big
it's song. It's a long song. I'm like, it's not, that's not the point. But it's the point of like, being conscious about how much water you're wasting while you shower.
Interesting.
And so I created this playlist and I decided to do three songs that kind of like make you move fast, you know, not slow songs.
Right.
So I did like Walking on Sunshine and I don't remember the other two.
That's
songs.
An interesting one to listen to while naked.
Songs to listen to while naked. I still sing it when I'm in the shower.
Interesting.
Like it's like it become a part of me. Anyways, so I think that is something that more people do than we realize, but it's not something that we think just like, oh, everyone does this. But playing songs to
music or podcasts in the shower, that's fast. My thing. Yep. Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. Kinda just kind of cool, like it. Fun. Yep. Yeah. Especially if I'm on like a time crunch, then I do that just to make sure that I'm not wasting that valuable time in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I don't care though, I'll just pop on a video and watch the whole video. Like a longer one and take a long shower because why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would watch videos in the bath. Like if I've had a long day and just want to relax.
Oh, yeah.
I would like fill up the bathtub, set up my phone, watch a whole movie while I was in there.
When's the last time you had a bathtub? Because BYU, you know, or UVU, Provo Housing and Orem Housing doesn't really have
bathtubs.
No.
My house at the Crestwood had a bathtub. But I didn't like to use it because it was weird for me to
gross
have
gross and
like,
grimy.
Yeah, and my roommate was a stranger, and I was like,
"Yeah, that's kind of weird."
I want my booty cheeks to be where her toes are, you know? Like that's
right.
Just kind of weird.
Until for you
me.
Have your own house,
yeah,
maybe don't.
I bathe at my mom's house sometimes when I'm down visiting.
Right, they've got a nice bathroom.
Yeah, they just remodeled it.
Yeah, super nice.
Just remodeled as in like 6 months ago.
Yeah,
but hey, I've only been there like three times since Not then, bad. So.
All right, now what about you? What weird things do you do in the shower that you don't maybe think other people do?
Okay, so
which is quite the question.
Yeah. The only reason is because I was thinking about this the other day. I brush my teeth in the shower. Not every time, but sometimes to just like save time and because it feels nice.
Right.
Like, I don't know why my mouth feels cleaner if I brush my teeth in the shower.
Right. And that's super weird.
I had a conversation once with one of my friends about this where she was like, I get so much hate for brushing my teeth in the shower, but I love it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I brush my teeth in the shower too.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're like the first person I've ever met that brushes their teeth in the shower.
Yeah. Until I talked to you about that, I never had ever heard of anybody doing that.
I feel like it's one of those weird things. Like people don't openly say, yes, I pee in the shower. I feel like it's the same.
I fully say that. Yeah, I pee in the shower.
People might not openly say, ew. Okay. Now I'm thinking about it. Is it weird that I brush my teeth in the shower that I also pee in?
It's going to the same place if it's in the sink or the shower.
And I put my toothbrush up high.
Yeah. Don't pee in the sink, though.
Nope. And don't pee on your toothbrush.
Don't pee on your toothbrush either. This episode got weird real fast. Dadgum.
All right. So now that anybody might be thinking that I'm super unsanitary and weird.
I'm sure they don't.
I brush my teeth in the shower. I pee in the shower. I cry in the shower. I do not do any other weird things in the shower.
That's good.
That I know of.
Like pooping in your hand.
Yeah. Or like I don't wear my clothes in the shower.
That's good.
Is it weird that I clean the shower while I'm showering?
Yeah. I mean, I squeegee it after.
Yeah. But like I will bring the scrub brush in and I'll scrub it while I'm showering. Because then I can just like splash water wherever I need to. At the end, I squeegee it off. Bam. Clean shower. Takes me so much less time because I don't have to set aside time that right. could also be time for me to shower
mm-hmm.
just to get splashed by water.
Yeah, that's, I've had something I also hadn't thought of before I met you is cleaning the shower. Of course, I'm a dude and I grew up being forced to clean my shower, I felt like. So maybe that's just because you've got more mom in you than I do. Maybe.
And I kind of enjoy cleaning.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Anyways, that's my weird question.
That is a weird question.
What about you?
My weird question. If you were to describe yourself as a brand of potato chip, what brand are you and why?
Oh, I'm definitely kettle cooked.
Okay. Oh.
Crunchy.
Oh.
And delicious.
Oh, okay.
I would think I'm like a sweet vinegar.
A sweet vinegar.
I've never.
Have you ever had sweet vinegar before?
No, but I had these chips the other day at my school orientation. Right. They brought us honey baked ham sandwiches.
Wow.
Yes.
Bougie.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, this place.
They won't give you lectures when you're on online school, but they'll give you a honey baked ham.
They may charge you $20,000 a year for tuition, but at least they'll give you bougie lunch they'll once give you a
honey
a year.
Baked ham at in-person orientation.
There you go. No, okay, but the chips that I received were like a sweet onion chip.
Okay.
They were really good.
Interesting.
Like they were salty and tangy, but like the aftertaste was sweet. And I was like, these are delicious. So I would be that mystery flavored chip.
Okay.
Whatever this sweet onion kettle cooked chip is.
All right. I can respect that.
Yeah.
Now, I think if I was a brand of chip, I'd be Pringles for sure. I wouldn't be any of like the crazy, crazy flavors of Pringles, like pizza or, you know, crazy jalapeno or something like that. I would be just run of the mill. Normal, original Pringles.
Just regular old mm-hmm. Pringles. Not even like sour cream and onion Pringles?
No. Normal wow. Pringles, but the big can. Because Because
big boys deserve big cans.
I couldn't think of a reason why before I said this.
Bigger is better?
Because bigger is better. I don't think I'm too crazy of a personality to be around. I hope not.
No, you're not.
I hope so.
You're just right.
That's good. Yeah, so just like Pringles, I'm just right.
Da 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 da. I'm just right.
I'm just right. Shout out to my middle of the pack gang, middle of the pack average for life, meaning socially.
Ah.
Always. That's us.
Not hated and not loved.
Well, you know,
loved just right and hated just right?
Yeah. Maybe. I would say more like not crazy popular, but
not lacking.
Always there.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody knows who you are. Not everybody is like your hugest
I
fan.
I have friends with you.
But like everybody knows who you are.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break here. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be right back.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're so happy that you stayed this long. We hope you stay the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
So we do. I don't spend a lot of time on Reddit, but every now and then I'll hop on, usually to get like opinions about random things. If there's something online that I'm hesitating to buy, I'll usually see if somebody's made a Reddit post about it.
You know what I've used Reddit for?
Oh, what?
I used Reddit like 2 times. One of them was to try and sneak into a BYU building.
Love that.
Or to see if anyone already had. And the other time was to do that same thing again.
Oh, nice.
So
I've gotten on to just see, like if somebody's ever said anything about some shady product that I might want to try buying.
Right.
9 times out of 10, there are Reddit threads about it. But tonight, Ethan and I are sick again. You've heard me cough a couple of
worst.
Times now. It sucks. We're so sick of this.
We apologize if you hear any weird noises that are like our tongues clicking or us sniffling.
Yeah.
It just comes with the days.
Or if we sound really congested.
We might.
I feel like at this point, nobody knows whether or not I'm always congested or it's just I'm always sick. Because I feel like every podcast except maybe one, I've been feeling at my best.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
That is kind of annoying.
Anyways, yeah. So today, I got on Reddit just for fun. Ethan and I have been just sitting around all day long, not doing anything, and I was getting bored. And I was like, last straw, I'm going to just look at Reddit. And I found a couple of funny Reddit threads that I think I would like to share to you guys. The first one that I found, what is a non-creepy way to ask the girl at the Target bakery on a date?
Oh, yeah. Kylie read me this one.
This and guy...
I've got some opinions about this.
Yeah. This guy went to Reddit to get advice. And like, I'm not saying that's a bad place to go. There are a lot of people who are willing to offer up their opinions.
Oh, yeah. Tons.
But it's really funny that somebody thinks, oh, you know who I'm going to ask? Reddit. It's like Reddit is like Twitter for lengthy posts.
Or nerds.
Or nerds.
But like nerds about, like, that just know a lot about a thing.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, he says here, just curious if anyone has any advice on this. I see her there every time I go and she's so cute. I have mixed feelings on asking women out while they're working, especially in a customer service type of job, where they may be worried about telling a customer no or are afraid of getting in trouble. So then we proceed to get answers. Somebody says, and I like their answer. I like that this person says, don't ask her for her number.
Yeah.
Don't ask her on a date. Give her your number. Don't really say anything. And then it's in her hands. If she doesn't call
you, ball in her court.
Yeah. If she chooses to ignore it, don't bring it up next time you see her. Maybe just, I don't know, don't go to Target on her shift. I'm kind of thinking that this guy either goes to Target only once in a blue moon.
Way too much.
And just happens to go the time that she's working.
Oh, or okay. Gotcha.
He goes all the time and knows when she's working.
Yeah.
And maybe he goes to maybe he's creepy. Her.
But he does say later, he's like, I've only seen her like in passing. She's not like the customer, like the direct sales person. She's not out
front talking to people. Yeah, exactly. He sees her just like, you know, behind the counter working. And she's cutting loaves of bread.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Target had a bakery.
Well, I don't think all of them do.
Okay.
I think some of them might.
So this is a fancy Target.
Some of them have Starbucks. Some of them have...
That's true.
Like a McDonald's or something in them. Maybe this is just has a bakery.
Just your run-of-the-mill Target. So, what's your advice on somebody, just in case this Reddit user is also listening to our podcast?
Yeah, if for some reason this dude listens to the podcast, I mean, that's great. We're doing a really good job. But I don't know. I agree with some of what Kylie said. However, I think people think about this too much. I was never like the person to go and just like get girls' numbers or anything like that, just because that's not who I am, really. Like, I would make friends with people pretty easily, and Kylie knows that. But it wasn't that I was like just going and, you know, picking up tons of chicks or something like that. It was, so I don't know like some of those guys that do that. But here's what I would say. There's nothing wrong with just telling the girl that she's cute. Like, she can react however she wants to. You're never going to know it unless you do it. But I think this dude should have at least gone to the girl, still put the ball in her court, of course, but gone up to her and said, hey, I think you're really cute. I've seen you here a couple times that I've come here. I just want you to know that. Here's my number. If you want to, shoot me a text or we can hang out sometime. But just at least give her a little bit of something to go off of. Because I've found out that with the people I know that are like that, that talk to girls and like pick up girls all the time, it's the confidence that's the key. And if he really wants to like meet this girl and get to know her, he should at least make the effort to show her that he exists, I think.
Yeah. Just
say something.
Don't go too far.
Yeah. No need to be like, hey, baby, let me get your number or anything like that. Like, if you just went up and just said, hey,
from Tennessee,
because you're the only Tennessee. Aha. Aha. But if you go up to her and you're like, hey, I think you're super cute. Here's my number. Like, hit me up.
Yeah.
Easy. Done. She sees your confidence.
Less than 10 seconds.
But the ball is in her court now.
Yeah.
So it kills both birds.
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
Maybe 100%. I need to get on Reddit and start, you know,
sharing
my
life.
Opinion.
So, yeah, the next Reddit that I saw is a selfie of a cute girl. And it says, I finally got the internship. This is my color for the first meeting. And
what do you mean by color? Can I see this?
Her lip color. she's like asking Reddit what lipstick she should wear
on earth
for her first day of work.
Ask your mom.
I know. I'm like, I mean, hey, trust strangers, to be honest. That's for sure.
Right, that's true.
But I wouldn't, I don't know. It's, I just don't use Reddit for things like that. I'm glad these people feel confident.
I'm glad these people are hyped about it.
It's like those TikTokers getting on Omegle simply to like embarrass themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Like this girl just needs opinions. And she's like, you know who will tell me straight? Reddit.
You know what she's going to get too? Is she's going to get people that are like, oh, you're so beautiful. Like always have confidence, rocket queen, or, you know, that normal.
Or like
mumbo
that
jumbo.
One angry guy whose like username is like, Chad the man,
just a bunch
04557.
It's always,
and he's gonna be
the
like,
number people.
Lady, why do you even think you have to put lipstick on? I don't know.
Yeah.
He's like, one person's gonna say something negative, and then there's gonna be like 10 comments of like super positive stuff.
Yep.
And then somebody else is gonna get mad at the negative guy. Like, just support her.
Yep. It's gonna become something.
We
I've
love
learned
that.
Through all social media, it doesn't matter if it's Reddit or Instagram or Twitter or whatever it is, the more numbers a username has, the creepier the person who has that username is.
I agree.
That don't have numbers or just a simple thing, usually pretty trustworthy, I would say. But if they're like max_709,000,042 G-Wagon exclamation point, probably don't trust that person.
Max G-Wagon exclamation point.
Yeah.
Here to ruin your day.
Here to say some dumb things. Probably a robot.
Yep. My last and favorite Reddit post was,
I'm excited for this.
How should I drive my car down a mountain? I have an automatic car. They say I have an automatic car and I'm not sure how to drive down the mountain without ruining my brakes.
You got to think about the situation this person's in. They're at the top of a mountain right now and they're either super hot, like super stoked to go down this mountain, or they are deathly afraid of going down this mountain, which in an automatic car, almost all automatic cars have a setting that you can, you know, shift gears. But this person decided that the first thing they should do is ask Reddit that question.
I'm like imagining myself sitting on like the top of the highest hill in Price, not Price, what? Park City.
The tallest hill in Price, Utah. I didn't even know they had mountains in Price. That's crazy.
I don't think they do. I think Price is like the bottom of a mountain.
Anyways. Price is in the middle of a valley. It's crazy.
No, Park City, because it's got like these narrow and steep roads.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh gosh, I'm really scared to drive my car down the mountain. I better ask Reddit how.
I better find out how by asking Reddit.
And then, yeah, like, do they pull off to the side of the road and wait a couple minutes?
Just hop on the good old cell phone and say, what up, Reddit?
Yeah. Are they just, like, sitting on their couch thinking, I have to drive down a mountain tomorrow and I don't know how. Should I ask Reddit?
Who could I ask about this?
Reddit.
Reddit.
For all your needs, choose Reddit.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Some weird things on Reddit.
Yep. There we go.
Okay. Our recurring theme in the podcast is talking about stupid celebrity drama that doesn't matter to either of us, but we just think it's funny.
I don't know why. We don't seek out these answers. No. They just find us.
They pop up. Here's mine. Good old butthole eyes. Pete Davidson is back again.
Love this man to death.
Pete Davidson. Last time I talked about him, you know, maybe hooking up with Miley Cyrus. Do you know who Kate Beckinsale is?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Okay, I always confuse her with the Vampire Diaries girl.
Okay, that's because she's from a vampire movie. Kate Beckinsale is the lead girl actress. I think she's British, I want to say. She's in the Underworld series of movies, which are super nerdy, like gritty vampire werewolf action movies.
I love vampires.
That me and my dad love. Me and my dad also agree on one thing. Kate Beckinsale is like in her, I want to say she's in her mid-40s. Can you look up how old Pete Davidson is?
48 years old.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Okay. High 40s. She's almost 50 years old.
Pete Davidson.
How old is Pete Davidson?
He is, his age is not as easy to find. 28 years old.
She's 20 full years older than he is. Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale dated for a little bit.
He pulls some of the most beautiful women.
This is my thing, that, okay, why it shocks me. Me and my dad have talked about this before. If we have a celebrity crush on a woman actor, Kate Beckinsale is at the top or near the top of that list.
Really?
She is gorgeous.
Okay.
One of the most attractive women in movies, in cinema. Pete Davidson, we've confirmed, does not have butthole eyes, but have you seen pictures of him? I saw a meme this week that said, Pete Davidson looks like Beetlejuice when he was alive.
What? Okay, I like Pete Davidson.
Oh, no, I love Pete Davidson, too. He's super funny.
No, but I think he's cute.
What? What? How?
He's just cute. I don't know. Maybe it's his personality. Maybe it's the fact that he's funny and confident.
Yeah, he is very funny.
But I think he's cute.
I just don't see it. I'm looking up the... Oh, my gosh, it's the second option. You type in Pete David, and it's the Beetlejuice meme.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell me that's not Beetlejuice when he was alive.
Okay, yeah, but he's...
Okay, yeah.
Well, No. Pete Davidson is in, like, a butt ton of makeup, and his hair's done crazy.
Well, he's at an event.
Yeah, but that's, like, that's not fair to compare him to a time when he's in costume.
Okay, here's this. That's... You gotta admit, he's, like, looking healthy there. But still, Beetlejuice when he was alive.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. If you've seen the movie Beetlejuice, that's pretty funny.
Beetlejuice is the weirdest movie.
Super weird.
I watched it for, like... the first full time ever.
Right.
I'd seen a very small part of it when I was really little, but I watched it for the first time all the way through this year, this Halloween, uh-huh, at my friend's Halloween party. And I was just like, why does everyone like this movie so much?
I think it's so funny. It's a hilarious movie.
It's funny. But what is the storyline?
Well, the couple dies. Yeah. They don't know they're dead. They figure out they're dead. A family moves into their house that's the weirdest family.
They try to get rid of them.
They try to haunt them. There you go.
But instead they become friends with the creepy daughter and, like,
well, their creepy daughter can see dead people. It's Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
It's the mom from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
That can see them. Oh, love her.
It's just the strangest movie.
It's a super weird movie.
Yeah.
Did you know that movie is the same guy that did, like, Halloween Town and Nightmare Before Christmas and Corpse Bride and all those?
Like.
And Edward Scissorhands. Like, it's Tim Burton.
It's Tim Burton?
Uh-huh.
What?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why did he get Johnny Depp to play Beetlejuice?
Because Michael Keaton was?
Tim Burton has a man crush on Johnny Depp. I have a woman crush on Johnny Depp.
Huh. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah. He's, like, one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's awesome. Anyways, okay, wow. We've, like,
sidetracked. So, Pete Davidson. Back at it. We're just going to list off the people that he's dated, the gorgeous women he's dated.
Ariana Grande. Kate Beckinsale. Kim Kardashian.
Kim. Miley Cyrus.
He's not dated Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, he did.
When?
Well, that's what I talked about last time.
Yeah, but remember,
They were hooking up.
I told you that they didn't, that they're simply... Well, actually, now
but
I
she
can't
was
remember.
At his house late at night, multiple times.
Weird.
She parked her car in his garage. Dating? Who is she dating?
She's dating Cody Simpson.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. You told me about that.
Yeah.
Weird.
Anyways, you want to hear my strange celebrity update?
I do. I really do.
So I found out that MGK, before dating Megan Fox, like, he was dating this other chick, and I don't know who she is. Just a famous girl.
Okay.
And he met Megan Fox and, like, cheated on her.
Ah, perfect.
Allegedly. Like, this girl claims that he cheated on her because he was, like, making secretive plans and uninviting her to events that he and Megan Fox are always going to. And then she accused him of cheating, and then he said something mean about her on Twitter, and then, like, everyone freaked out.
Right. I'm looking it up right now who it was.
Anyways, I learned that their relationship has started off shady.
Oh, Amber Rose.
Amber Rose.
She's the, like, weird...
I don't
rapper
even know
lady.
Who this chick is.
She's like, I think she does music, like Megan Thee Stallion type.
Does she?
Cardi B music. The worst kind of music.
The worst kind of music. I thought she was like some kind of radio host. Maybe she's just
maybe
on
she
radios
is,
a
maybe
lot.
She is on radios a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what MGK's real name is?
Isn't it like Carver or something like that?
It's Richard Coulson Baker.
Coulson.
Where the
That's right.
freak do you get Machine Gun Kelly out of that?
It's a stage name. Like Lady Gaga.
Right, but like, where do you get, you know, I'm gonna call myself, my name's Richard Coulson Baker, but My friends call me Machine Gun Kelly. What?
R. Kelly was taken, and so he had to do... Ah,
freaking R. Kelly was taken.
Machine Gun Kelly. I think it's cool. He's pretty cool.
He's a weird dude.
Yeah.
He's a weird dude, but hey, you know.
Him and Megan Fox's love is a strange love.
A weird love.
We still support them. I'm an avid fan of both MGK and Pete Davidson.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah.
It's always these tattooed dudes.
I know. What it's is funny. It with that?
It's just funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's funny.
We know that stuff doesn't matter even at all.
Nope.
But you know what does matter is we're going to spice up the podcast tonight with a funny little section that Kylie thought of. Hit us with it. I'm excited. The silly quizzes.
Silly quizzes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all your right. Hair is all over the floor here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Look at that.
Ooh.
Nice.
Wow, that is tasty.
Anyway, Kylie's got some good
yes.
Some good stuff for us tonight.
So I'm going to quiz Ethan, and then Ethan's going to turn around and quiz me. And my quiz for Ethan tonight is... How many European... Oh, it's this. Can you name a European country with every letter of the alphabet?
I bet I could get pretty far.
Okay, let's see how far you can go.
Okay. I'm trying to think of backwards in the alphabet, and I got lost pretty quick.
If you, like, have to skip a letter, skip it, and I'll just count how many you skip.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Azerbaijan. Belgium. Wow. Croatia, Denmark, E. What starts with an E?
I couldn't tell you.
There's the one that's E, Ethiopia or something like that.
Ethiopia?
No, Ethiopia is in Africa.
Oh. See, I don't know geography.
Yeah. E, I don't know an E.
Let's I wouldn't even e. know if you were wrong.
France, Germany, Holland, which is just another name for Denmark, and the Netherlands. But Holland, I'm calling that one. Let's see. I don't think there's one that starts with an I.
I know one.
What?
Italy.
Oh, Italy. Yeah, Italy. Okay, Italy starts with an I.
I don't know
a J. I can't think of one with a J. K. Kazakhstan. It's kind of... Middle East, but I'm going to call that Kazakhstan.
Sure.
K. It's after K. L. Lithuania, which is where my E came from.
Okay.
I went to instantly Mongolia, but that's not.
L. M. Yeah, you're it's not. M.
Mongolia is definitely Asian. M. What starts with an M in Europe? Mother Russia.
Cheater.
No, M. Skip M. N. Okay. Netherlands.
All right.
O. I don't know if I can get an O.
I thought of Ogden.
Ogden is a city in Utah. P. Prussia.
Is that a place?
Or Poland.
Ah.
Poland. Okay. Q's not, I don't think there's a Q one. R, Russia. S, Spain. T, what starts with a T in?
You eat it on Thanksgiving.
Turkey. It's kind of Middle East too. Oh, Turkey. Okay. Yeah, we'll call Turkey in Europe. U, Uruguay. No. The Ural Mountains in Russia.
I think that's EU.
No, Ural is U-R-A-L.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, there's a reason.
I don't have one for you. Okay. Uzbekistan. Got it.
Oh, okay.
Former USSR. Look at that.
Oh.
V, Vermont.
Yup.
Virginia.
Ah.
No.
Those are the New Englands.
V, I got nothing for V. W, Warsaw is in Poland.
Is that a country, though?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to skip W. X, there's nothing that's with X. Y, Yemen is in Middle East.
Is that a country?
That's a country, but in the Middle East.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought of one for K, Kuwait.
Okay.
Technically kind of on the border of Europe and Middle East. Mm. Z. I can't think of one that starts with Z.
You missed 9. Not bad.
I'll take that. 9 of the 26?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was weird.
Yeah, that was...
There's so many countries.
Look at that. Ethan knows so many countries. I would probably be able to name maybe 3. If I give myself more credit than I deserve, 5 to 7.
Kylie's not a geographer.
Nope, all right. I am not.
But you know what Kylie does know really well? Cars.
Do I?
All right.
We'll see how well I do know cars.
See how you can get through the alphabet with car brands. Go.
With car brands. Okay.
I can do this. I've done it before.
Okay.
I want to see you do it.
Audi.
Got
Bugatti.
It. Bugatti.
Chevrolet.
Okay.
Dodge.
Dodge.
E.
What's she going to do?
Ebola.
Ebola virus. Yes.
Skip E.
Okay. I'll Ferrari. Count them.
G. I'm scared.
Let's see.
G.
What can you get with G?
A good old time.
Oh boy. Just going to the drive-in.
Skip G.
Okay.
EFGH. Honda.
Got it.
I. How many I names can you think of? I cars. 2. I. I'm going to skip I.
Okay.
J. Jaguar. K. I don't know. K? I'm going to skip K.
K.
O. Lamborghini.
Good.
Lambo. M.
Kylie just did the whip
Mitsubishi,
motion.
Mitsubishi, Maserati.
Those are two.
Yeah. N.
You're on N.
Newfoundland puppy dog. N.
There's a really obvious one with N.
Nissan.
There you go.
Okay.
She got it.
O. Without Ethan's help, too.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, Acura.
Not a car brand.
Oh, if I miss one that's going to embarrass me later on, you just don't make fun of me. OP, Porsche.
Nice.
Q, going to skip Q. R, RAV4, does that count? That's a Toyota. But Rolls Royce, is that a brand?
Got it.
Is that really?
It
okay.
Is.
Okay. S, sedan.
Nope.
Scion. Okay. T, Toyota.
Okay.
U, umbrella.
Umbrella brand Uruguay. Cars.
Okay, I'm skipping U. V, Volkswagen.
Good.
W, wagon.
I'm not going to give that one to
did
you.
Did I skip F? Fiat.
Fiat. Got it.
I don't know if I skipped F, but
you did not.
I'm taking it back.
You okay. Had Ferrari for
oh,
F.
Oh, I did. Okay, darn it. What am I on? V? No,
no you're on
I
W.
Did VW. W. I feel like there is some type of Asian car.
Starts with a W. W. Okay.
Yeah, am I wrong? I might be wrong.
I don't know. I can look it up. Keep going, though.
I'm
going
to skip W for now.
Okay.
X. I don't even think there's an X. Is there? What? Ethan is way more of a car guy than I am.
I am.
Y. Yamaha.
Nice.
Z. I don't even know.
All right, you missed 9.
9? That's the same that you missed.
That's true.
Hey, I'm okay with that. Okay, tell me if there are any obvious ones that I missed.
You got mostly everything.
I can't think of like the letters that I missed. What's a W that you were thinking of?
I'll go by the ones you missed.
Okay.
For E, you've got Eagle.
Eagle?
Elemental.
Oh, I don't
Eternity.
Know.
Eternity.
I don't know any of those. Are those car brands?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For G, you could have said GM. Oh, like General Motors.
Yeah.
Genesis.
Oh, I don't know that one.
GMC.
Oh, I should have thought of GMC.
Yep.
I love GMC trucks.
For I, you could have said Infiniti, IROC, International.
Oh, an IROC.
Isuzu.
I should have thought of IROC.
You missed. K is kind of a hard one, but Koenigsegg. It's like a supercar brand.
Yeah,
super cool. Or Kenworth. That. KTM is what I thought of.
Okay.
You missed. Did you miss? No, you got those two. Oh, Oldsmobile, Opel.
Oh my gosh, Oldsmobile. I love that.
There is a Q brand.
Okay, what is it?
It's an Asian brand called Koros.
Oh, yeah, I've never heard of that.
R, you got R with Rolls Royce.
I did.
S&T got both those. For you, there's Ultima.
Oh, I don't know why I didn't think of Subaru. What did I say? Suzuki?
No, you said Scion.
Oh, I did. That is so weird.
For you, there's Ultima or UAZ.
Okay.
They're very rare.
Yeah, I don't know either of those. I don't expect you to do that.
For W, you've got Wiseman, Workhorse. I've never heard of Workhorse. W Motors is an obvious one. There is an X one. It's another Chinese one. It's XPeng.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there are Zs. Oh, yeah, I remember that one. For Y, there's Yulon and Yutong.
Yeah, I don't know either of those, but I got Yamaha.
For Z, oh, yeah, you got
Yamaha a car brand?
Not really.
No, I'm thinking of the pianos.
Yamaha. Well, they do motorcycles, boats, pianos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, funny thing. I saw a meme the other day. A type of
drivable thing.
Yeah.
A piano.
There's a meme I saw the other day that's like a text thread, and it's like this guy walks into a piano store. He's like, oh, I'm so excited for this new piano, but tell you what, I really need a motorcycle. Do you know where I can get one? And it's a Yamaha piano. And the Yamaha dealer says, oh boy, do I have good news for you. That's pretty funny.
That is funny.
For Z, you could have said Zenus.
Huh.
Or Zongtong.
Don't know that one.
Or Zaruk Motors.
Yeah.
So that's funny. Anyway.
You know what? I'm glad I got what I did.
You got a lot.
Yeah. Sweet.
But yeah.
There we go.
Anyway.
A good old quiz for the listeners.
Some good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, we hope you thought that was kind of funny or interesting at least. We love you.
Something to entertain you with.
Something to entertain you with. Which is all we really want to do.
If you need a brush up on your Carfax, go ahead and do that.
Call me, please.
If you need a geography lesson.
Call me, please.
Just know that I can't help you.
No. But while we're finishing up here, we're doing pretty good on time, but we'll end it with a familiar section. What did you learn this week?
Alrighty. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. So my mom drove up here this week to pick up my wedding dress with me, and she took the bus because my stepdad was coming up later on in the truck and they were going to just drive back together. Yeah. On the bus, she had a conversation with a man who taught her that if you mix gasoline with a powdered laundry detergent, like mixing it just a little bit creates some type of chemical, and I don't remember what the chemical was.
Weird.
But if you mix it into a clay and let the clay harden, you can make a bomb.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who was your mom talking to?
The bus driver. He's a learned man.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So she then taught me. So now I know if there ever comes a time that I need to
make a bomb,
fight the Nazis in my dreams,
or we forgot to talk about Kylie's weird dream.
War,
yep.
Bam! I can make a bomb with the gas and the dish soap in my kitchen.
You just need those two things.
Household items.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's what I learned this week. What about you?
I like it. I learned that sleeping on the couch. I actually learned two things. Sleeping on the couch is not ideal. And that sometimes you get sick when you're not sleeping in a real bed.
Huh.
In warm, comfy sheets and blankets. Because I've been sleeping on Devin's couch for like a week. As well, another thing I learned, make sure the video that you're exporting on your laptop is actually exporting before you leave the house.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a struggle for this video, like it was a 2-hour long movie. 15.5 gigabytes was the size of this thing.
That's like
big hoss.
A whole Google Docs.
That's the entire memory of a Google Doc. My Devin and I had to buy memory for Google. It was insane. It was like a dollar, but anyway.
Your guys' documentary turned out amazing.
It turned out so good. Our friend was crying at the end.
If anyone needs a documentary.
Honestly, hire us. We will do it and have fun doing it. We'll make a documentary about you.
Yeah.
Just give us a couple, 20 years to get to know you first, and then we'll be able to have all the dirt in the possible world on you.
All we need is a list of everyone you've ever interacted with and your medical records.
Yeah, but I learned that make sure the thing is actually working before you leave the house to come back to watch the thing that you're doing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was terrible. So we had to fix that. We did fix it, so it's all good now. But
there you go.
Stressful as I will get out.
Some things we learn in life by experiencing them.
Yeah.
Like how to proofread your wedding invitations and how to export a video. Your documentaries.
Anyway, guys, if you stuck with us this long, we love you. We're so excited that you're listening again. We're looking forward to this year.
Yeah.
Maybe since we just passed the new year, we should maybe talk about some goals we have for the podcast.
Yeah. We want to reach... I feel weird saying this because, like, I've never thought I would ever have an influence. But, like, we want... This is our goal, to get 10,000 listeners.
By the end of the year.
By the end of the year.
We think it's doable.
We could do it.
I bet, honestly, we could beat that.
Yeah.
We just got to be consistent and...
Just...
Throw it out there to people.
Yeah, keep finding great things to talk about. So if there's anything that you guys want us to talk about, please share it with us.
Oh, let us know.
We would love to either make fun of you or make fun of others with you or not make fun of and maybe
or be make nice fun of ourselves or be nice to ourselves.
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah. But if you want to hear about anything, if you have any crazy stories, if you have weird dreams,
if you want to be on the podcast,
if you do or do not brush your teeth in the shower, all of the above, please
let us know.
Yeah,
we want to hear it
with us. We love that you guys like to listen to us. We love having a time every week to just sit down and talk with each other.
It's kind of nice. It's kind of fun.
Pretend that all of your ears are turned in listening.
Are turned in,
tuned in, turned out.
They're turned in,
upside down.
I hope not. That would hurt.
Yeah, but yeah, have a great week. We hope your new year is amazing.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love you all.
See you guys.